Olivia, you're very welcome to In Business.
Hi, Amber. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. So tell us a small bit about your own business and maybe how it all started.
Yeah, so I'm part of a family-run business in Lixnaw, Stax Landis. We've been in the community for over 60 years and I'm currently the third generation to be involved. We're predominantly a grocery shop, but we do a bit of everything really. Like, we're rural, so we've a bit of hardware, solid fuel, we have a deli, and like, we just, you know, try and help out where we can. We're based in the centre of the village, so I suppose we're lucky with location wise, and like, we're very lucky, I suppose, that we have the sports community, and we have had it for so long. I mean, 60 years in any business is quite amazing, really. But I think without the community, it doesn't work. That's what makes it work. We're, I suppose, every day we kind of see every kind of walk of life coming through the door, which really adds variety to your day. I mean, with farmers, the elderly, you know, people commuting and going to school and things. So it's amazing what can happen during the day. Growing up, I suppose, I got to know the community really well, and it's turned out to be such a huge part of my day to day. I mean, I grew up in the shop. It's family-run business, so we've been there for years. Mm-hmm. It's lovely to get to know people so well. And I mean, you get to know the different generations of other families, which is kind of amazing. It's not many jobs you go into and you get that. I've been involved in the shop all my life, but I suppose in the last 10 years, I've really taken on more key roles. I suppose that's why the Next Gen Entrepreneurs Programme has been of such benefit to me personally. It's a bespoke programme for retailers already within the industry. So it's been held in DCU in Dublin. I think we go for 2 days every month or 2 months or so, and it's been really interesting. It has three main focus points, I suppose, with networking, education and mentorship. I think the programme has really lent itself to furthering my involvement within the business and maybe furthering the business, hopefully in the next couple of years, for my own generation going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned earlier there that you're a third generation, I suppose, in the business. How important is that for you? Like, do you feel it helped maybe shape how you operate at the moment, because you've seen the generations before you work in a certain way, and has that influenced maybe the way that you carry out your work?
Absolutely. I think, like, growing up in the shop, it's always been a part of my life. And I suppose most people see working in a shop as a job, but it's more than a job to me. I suppose it's just a way of life, if you will. Like, my grandparents started the business, and it's funny because both sets of my grandparents actually had a grocery shop, so it's a very unique situation. And my parents obviously took over the one in Lixnaw, and I'm the third generation getting involved. I suppose over the years, I've learned so much from watching my parents and how even my grandparents interact with customers and just the community in general. Like, my grandparents obviously were finished running the shop when I was growing up, but they live next door to the shop. So just seeing how they interacted with people on a daily basis, it just gives you a very different perspective of how important community is, and like, how you still, even though you might be gone from the business, just the connections are still there. And like, if you work with the community works with you. I suppose it gave me real pride in carrying on a legacy while also trying to put a stamp on the business, hopefully in the future for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I can imagine. I suppose, Olivia, you know, retail, I suppose we hear so much about it, and obviously it forms part of all of our lives. You know, we go into shop, we carry out our grocery shopping, or, you know, different things like that. So it's a big part of the community, as you mentioned as well. But from a person working in the sector, explain to us what it's like working in retail in 2025.
Working in retail now from even, let's say, 10 years ago, it's so different. Like, it changes every day. No 2 days are ever the same. It's amazing what some people in my class is maybe like, not a simple job, because no job is ever simple, I think, but that it changes so much. The variety is crazy. I suppose because we're in the community and we're reliant on obviously our customers and stuff, which every business is, it varies because of what's going on in their lives. So we'll say you have the planning championship on, and because we're so rural, we've an awful lot of farmers and things, so we can buy more Wellingtons because they're going for up to Port Leash or whatever for the week. So I suppose it changes hugely based on what people are doing. I suppose the Next Gen Entrepreneurs Programme has been huge in the sense that it's leaving us have a look at what we might perceive as what's coming down the future in 10 years' time. I suppose we're lucky in the sense that, like, it gives us a chance to look at it, and we can delve into, like, the marketing side of it, the technology side, different types of managing, and see where it's going to change. I think that's what's key there, is just the future development. Like, yes, what's happening today is very important, and how things are changing, I suppose, especially with the cost of living crisis at the moment and things like the budget coming up, things change very often, and I think that's what's so important around retail is that you're trying to keep up with it. Obviously no 2 days are the same, so you have to be able to adapt, which is huge. Like with the Next Gen program, it's been a great way of seeing how other retailers do things. We were able to go on a trip abroad there to the Netherlands at the very start of the program, and just to see how a different country does it, how their variety of products change. So I suppose looking at it in that way of like the retail sector today, yes, it's changing rapidly. Trying to predict what's coming tomorrow is getting harder and harder, but it's great to be able to use it as a tool to step back and say, geez, this is where it's going.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like it. I suppose, obviously, you've spoken a lot there about the Next Gen Entrepreneur Programme. Why did you feel that it was so important, Olivier, that you took part in this programme as you look to the future, maybe?
I suppose I thought it would be really important in the sense that it's looking forward. Like, I think that's what we're really good at is the day-to-day, or maybe next week, or sometimes we have to look 6 months in advance for ordering Christmas stuff on the hottest day of the year. But we don't tend to get a chance to step back because it's ever moving during the day. Like, it's so rapidly changing. We don't get a chance to step back and look and see where things are going. And I felt like this would give me the opportunity to do that. So I'm currently actually in the middle of the program, and it's been absolutely fantastic. It's really focused, as I said, looking forward to the next generation of retailers and like how we can keep improving things. I've met people like who've been in retail for years, and we get to learn from their experience. So not only are you getting knowledge through, like they bring in people obviously to talk to us who've been in different types of retail businesses and different elements of it, but like it's a great way of actually networking with people of like in the same position as me who might be looking to take over a business or might be part of a family business. It's been a great way of like meeting people for mentoring. We've classes in DCU, which I'd mentioned, and like we had Bernard Dunn there a couple of weeks ago. He was fantastic. It's another way of seeing things. Like we got to delve into the marketing side of it, which yes, marketing is really key. I suppose because we're rural, yes, we use Instagram and things, but I think Facebook has actually been our biggest tool because unfortunately the direction in which rural Ireland is at the moment is there's a lot more older people, and predominantly the older generation use Facebook, which is absolutely fantastic because it's a great way of us being able to give them extra information about maybe offers we might have or maybe our opening hours on Halloween or something. You know, it's fantastic that way. With the program itself, it's given me a great way of challenging myself and being able to step outside of my comfort zone. Like heading to the Netherlands with a bunch of people I hadn't really met was a fantastic way, and it was a great way to get to know other people and like being able to focus on something that we all had great interest in and obviously we're passionate about it. I suppose it's helped us to boost our confidence and creativity. It's been very interesting.
Yeah.
And it just gave us a fresh perspective on how things are done outside of our own stores. I thought it would be just very beneficial going forward to where I'd like to see our own business go in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and it sounds like it really isn't that you're learning a lot and covering a lot of different aspects as well, which is really important. I suppose, Olivia, you know, retail in Ireland, it really has proven that it is to the forefront of communities. You know, we're so dependent on ye all who work in retail, and it's such an important aspect of community life. And I think particularly of rural life as well, as you mentioned earlier, you know, because for some people going to their local shop, that might be the only communication they have with other people, depending on where they're located or where their family might be located or their own circumstances as well. But I suppose, how important is it for you as a local business person to form that connection with your customers and with the local community?
Yeah, Amber, I suppose the community, it's the be all and end all of rural Ireland. Like without community, there's no rural Ireland. Like realistically, you're so reliant on, let's say, your neighbour and things. Like especially, I suppose, when you think about it during COVID and things, at one stage we couldn't travel past 5 kilometres. The amount of people who were so reliant on their neighbour and things. So I think being in a rural community, like having the shop and kind of central in the village. So it's fantastic that it can create kind of a hub for people to meet at. I mean, they can come in, they might have a letter for someone who they might be able to meet, so they might leave it at the shop. And I know it might seem so small. It might be the one thing that they wouldn't have been able to give someone, or it's very important. And I think the more we realise that, the better the business can become. We're there long enough. We know a lot of people. As I said, I've grown up in the business and I've been very lucky. Like a lot of these people have known me since I was so small. And like, it's fantastic that you can have this relationship with these people. You can adapt to what they might need, or, you know, like it's fantastic in the sense that we can have a conversation and they might say, oh, we're having like farm walks. There's a lot of farm walks in Knarkerry, which because of, I suppose, like the likes of Dairy Master there, they like to do farm walks with some of the farmers local who have their parlours or whatever, and we'd have to do sandwiches and stuff for, but like it's only through meeting them people, them farmers, or you know, that you get to have that input and say, geez, we could do that if you wanted, you know, we could take that off your hands and make their life a little bit easier. But I think it's so important because we can try and support them because they have supported us for so long. So anything you can give back is, it's phenomenal. I think like we've been lucky enough to be able to support some of the GAA teams. Like we had Fionnuaigh there in 2013 and they got all the way to the All-Ireland final. Without community in rural Ireland, I don't know. I don't know how many shops and things would be around because it's fantastic to have that community spirit. It's amazing what it can do.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a really important part of life and community as well. But Olivia, it's been lovely to talk to you on the show, and thanks so much for taking the time to join me this evening, and continued success into the future.
Thank you so much, Amber, for having me. It's been fantastic. Thank you.